Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Happy Easter, everybody. We are presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Welcome into the studio the Calvary College team, Catherine Gardner, Dr. Nelson Walker, and Dr. Brian Nixon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
It's fun to have you guys in here.
It is fun.
But we have 40 minutes, and I'm not sure it's possible for us to talk together about anything for 40 minutes. We need 2 hours.
At least. As
we've heard other people say, we just start clearing our throat in the first half hour.
That's funny. Catherine is the registrar for Calvary College. And Catherine, I want you to give our listeners a little idea about how Calvary College has just gotten, it's kind of exploding really from the old School of Ministry. Give us some history on it.
It is. So School of Ministry ended and we had about a year in between. We had always talked about doing a college. So we started putting together the program very early on. We had online classes, on-site classes, and we were supposed to launch last fall. But then in March, COVID hit and schools stopped everywhere. And we got together and we were like, all of our classes are online right now. We were supposed to launch in fall. Let's give it a go. Let's do a soft launch in summer. We were already prepared, already ready to go. We already had all of our lessons planned. And so we did. And it was a God thing, really. I mean, we were just perfectly aligned to start that May. We did. And it's been going since then.
And you've got a special event coming up because you want people to really experience what it's like to take a class without paying any money to have that experience. Tell us what's going on.
So we're doing Student for an Evening, which was very similar to Student for a Day with School of Ministry. We're inviting anybody who wants to come in and sit in on a class to be able to do that. It's going to be April 12th, April 13th, and April 15th. So you can sign up online on the main Calvary page under events. And you can sit in with Brian Nixon and Nelson Walker in one of their classes from 6:30 to 9:30. And we're just excited to be able to have anybody who wants to get a feel for it to come.
So you're going to have three classes available?
Yes.
Monday's Theology 2.
Theology 2 with Nelson.
With Nelson.
Dr. Walker.
Dr. Walker. On Tuesday, the History and Authenticity of the Bible.
With Dr. Nixon.
B. Nix.
B. Nix. There we go. And then Thursday, Spiritual Foundations.
Back to Dr. Walker.
Back to Dr. Walker.
And that's one of my favorite classes.
That's one of your favorite classes. And then I don't want to add too much to the mix, but here just in a few days, April 6th, Brian's going to be doing a Facebook Live, and you'll be discussing your new class coming up on Theopoetics. Tell us about that, Brian.
Yeah, Theopoetics is the confluence of theology and the arts. The theology part, we look at truth, beauty, and goodness. And then, of course, the arts part, we are looking at the life and lessons from C.S. Lewis. So we're going to be looking at how C.S. Lewis used truth, beauty, and goodness in his works. So it's really a unique class. Theopoetics, as far as a line of theology, is fairly new. It's one of those that have been around forever, it seems, but as its own individual field, really since the 60s. So it's kind of fun to develop this and think about how the arts and theology intermix.
Now, I know Theopoetics is very theological in its presentation, very academic. I think we ought to call it Fun Integrating Christian Life with Art.
That's exactly right. And that's what it is. I mean, it really is learning what truth is, learning what beauty is, learning what goodness is from a biblical perspective. And then how someone practice it, a.k.a. C.S. Lewis, and then hopefully the practical aspect would be how could you as an individual go out and experience it.
Yeah, amen. Nelson, tell us about, you've got two classes, Theology 2 and Spiritual Foundations that you're offering. One will be on Monday the 12th and the other on Thursday the 15th.
Yes, the theology class, we go through different sections, and at this point, we're entering into eschatology, which, of course, end times. And we'll be covering that for a series of weeks, and so they'll be covering some aspect of eschatology during that class. The Spiritual Foundations is just that. It's a much different feel. Basically, the lights are low. We're using a lot of visual PowerPoint and covering knowing, learning to love, walking with God. It's much more theological. It's deeper, but it's also very, very practical. So completely different classes. One is purely academic with the eschatology, and the other is academic with a whole lot of application.
Let me go back to Catherine and say, Catherine, you've taken classes from both of these gentlemen.
Yes.
And I want
I'm
you
her
to,
favorite.
You're her favorite.
Catherine, remember that $50 I gave you? You know, before.
I do her employee evaluation.
Yeah, I am liking this right now. I'm getting bribes here.
That's right. I think free lunch is somewhere in that package.
Yeah. What do you think,
Catherine? Here's a bento.
Your wife gave us these, not you.
That is funny. He's taking credit for Trish taking care of us, right?
Well, it's, you know, the two are one.
One flash.
It's the best thing. Catherine, what I wanted to ask you is in taking classes, and I know they have different teaching styles, but you're a mom.
I'm a mom.
And you're employed. You're the registrar for the college. Yes. But you're also just a normal student, too.
I am. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have Kathleen Strieb join the program. She's a student currently.
Yes.
And she's going to come on the phone with us here in about 10, 15 minutes. And we're going to talk to her about this experience. But I want to ask you first, you know, how is it to interact with these gentlemen and stuff? And I know we're coming out of COVID, so you'll have some in-person classes in upcoming sessions of Calvary College.
Yeah, we already have in-person sessions right now. Mm-hmm. So
talk to us about that interaction and what that looks like.
It's just, it's completely different with both of them because, like Nelson said, they just present differently. Nelson uses, like, the slides. Brian's very free flow. It's totally different but totally interactive, right? So if I had to ask Nelson a question or when students ask him a question, he will stop and make sure he's answering your question and make sure you understand before he moves on. And same with Brian. Brian likes to engage people a lot. And Nelson does too. Nelson has periods where he sets the class up and they, for instance, in your apologetics class, they'll debate with each other. And then he'll tell them, okay, this is what you could do better. This was great, but let's try it this way. And then they go at it again. So they're very interactive. Brian engages people by asking questions in his class. Hey, so-and-so, tell me about this. Or what do you know about this? Okay, well, let's talk about, you know, so they're both very engaging. They're different ways of teaching, and I'm very much a doer. I have to learn by doing. But I learned so much from both of them. They just have a passion for teaching, and that's what lets you learn so much easier and better. When somebody has a passion, they're making sure that you understand. They're engaging you in it. Both very different styles and techniques, but both very engaging.
Why is it important for you to go beyond what you hear from the pulpit on Sundays and Wednesdays and just normal sermons? Why was it important to you to go into a more disciplined academic environment?
For me, this is just personally for me. When people are, I've taken, you know, Bible classes and listened to Skip, of course, and I was getting a lot of knowledge. Like the teaching is sound. You're getting so much knowledge. But for me, at that point in my life, I was not growing inside. I was getting a lot of information, great information, but there was something that was stopping me on the inside from growing. And I just felt like I had to be in a classroom setting for that. And I had looked online at all these different options, and, you know, I just didn't know who to trust, where to go. I wasn't trusting a lot of what I saw online, right? So when I found out about School of Ministry, and of course I trusted Calvary and trusted Pastor Skip and their inputs, so I was like, okay, this is my road. And that's what snapped, like all of the things I was listening to with my Bible studies and church and then doing in-depth studies in school, everything just clicked at that point. And I was just growing. I could feel myself growing just.
And you get to have interpersonal conversations with these two gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
And
even
get
online.
Get your questions answered.
Even online, or online students, if they have a question, they send it to Nelson. And he has spent hours on the phone with students answering questions and making sure that they understand what they're learning before they move on. We have that every week, somebody saying, hey, I didn't understand this question, or can you explain to me why this? And he's so patient and so good with it. So even online, if you're taking online classes, you're still going to get that interaction from us.
And Nelson, that's not a labor for you. You enjoy doing that and having that interaction.
I love the interaction. People are thinking. processing, trying to put it all together with their views, their worldview, their life. It's one thing to say, yes, academically I can answer a question. It's quite another to bring it into your life and make it transformative. So the words are, you know, information versus transformation. The interaction is where the transformation takes place, and I love to see that. It's like watching your child ride a bike without training wheels for the first time, or something where it's like, oh, they move to the next level. And interaction is where they're moving to the next level.
Brian, I want to ask you about the difference in students. I mean, you have some young students and you have some old people like me. You enjoy them all?
I sure do. And I think the variety of ages, variety of backgrounds, really add to the class. You know, God has created a diverse world, and you want your classrooms to be diverse. You want people to represent, you know, from where they're from, who they are. And I think engaging them at where they're at is definitely important. So I love, let's say, just out of high school to those who are seasoned in life. It's all, they're all very important.
Oh, how well said.
Oh, seasoned.
Uh-huh.
Brian, I'm going to bring back this because I've had you on more than both Nelson and Catherine. And one of the things that we talk about very frequently is having fun.
Right.
As a believer,
mm-hmm.
in many ways. I mean, you've thrown out music, you've thrown out art, I've talked to you about sports a little bit, but really this walk and this journey, having a relationship with Jesus, is a lot of fun. It's not like we're talking about getting all stressed out about a class.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I try to make my classes engaging and fun, and as Catherine used, free-flowing. You know, I go back to how Jesus learned as a student. And in Luke 2, it tells us he listened, he asked questions, and he sat among the teachers. So that's the foundation of our class, you know, listening to one another, asking questions, and just engaging, and kind of just following where some of the conversations go. But beyond that, I think, you know, Christians getting out in the world and experiencing, you know, what God has afforded us through his common grace is important. And they're all opportunities to thank God for his goodness.
We're with the team from Calvary College talking about how you can take classes. They have a really special event coming up, a student for the evening. It's going to be April 12th through the 15th. And there's going to be three classes, Theology 2, the History and Authenticity of the Bible, and Spiritual Foundations. Those will be offered for free. And are those online or in person, Catherine?
In person.
In person.
Yes, we'll be in the Plex. And again, they can go to the Calvary, the main website, and there is an events page, and then you can sign up from there. And if you forget
CalvaryNM.church, click on events, and there's your student for an evening banner that you can click on.
Yes, and if you forget, just come anyways.
Just come anyways.
Come anyways.
We'll be right back to talk a little bit more about this. We'll have a student about 120, Kathleen Strebe, joining us on the program too, and you can get firsthand from her. She's currently a student, and so lots of fun this afternoon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Constead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Constead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at Constead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with him through his son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. This is John Chitwood.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. The Krecker Law Firm. The CRECCA lawfirm.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach Ben Lucero and his team on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. In studio today with Catherine Gardner. She is the registrar for Calvary College, and Dr. Nelson Walker and Dr. Brian Nixon. They're both professors with the college. Nelson, let's go to you. I want to ask you to kind of give us an example of, we were talking about interacting with the students and your availability to talk to people. Yes. Give us an example of how that works.
Well, every day, this morning I came in, and since yesterday I had 126 emails. I will have cleared all of those by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So there's this constant. You know, some of them are work and things, but I'm constantly getting communication from the students, and I'm responding. It's the online's harder than the in person, because the in person you're able to talk faster and interact and things, but the online it takes longer, because everything is answered separately, and it might be the same question asked by different students but in different ways. And but it's just interacting, talking to them. They have a question. Let's work through it. Let's see if they've got an understanding and they can grasp it, so that they can teach somebody else. One of the verses that I always hang on to is Paul telling young Timothy, the things that you learn from me, teach other faithful men, that they might be able to teach others also. The whole idea of teaching is passing the baton, taking the student and turning them into teachers.
Yes. How is the learning accelerated and different than hearing a message from the pulpit, taking notes? You're not having the interaction that you're describing.
Well, there's a difference between what I'll say, hear and see, versus hear, see, and do. So I know Brian does this, but an example for me would be apologetics. It was brought up earlier. We would talk about some aspects of apologetics that people would deal with. How do you know what truth is? How do you know what logic is? How do you know to deal in these areas? So we train, and then I would turn one of the Christians into a non-Christian and make the other one a Christian, and they would have to stand up there and debate this, so that the non-Christian is giving the objection, the Christian is giving the responses. I'm moving back and forth and whispering in both of their ears, so that they're hearing and seeing and doing. And the idea is, not only are they hear, see, do, but the class hear, see, do. And it's a safe environment. Mm-hmm. So you get to practice something in a safe environment before you get out there in the real world. And it's like, well, I did this. Mm-hmm. I know how to do this. These are the classic objections. I have the classic answers. I know how to interact. I've already practiced it. I've already done it. Most of us would say there are times that we have something important to do and we kind of rehearsed it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing, is we're taking the information in a class and rehearsing it in a hear, see, and do. And then we get out of the class. It's like, oh, I've been there, done that. Not a problem.
Yes. Brian, you've been working, overseeing education and so forth at Calvary, and editing books, many, many books that Pastor Skip puts out. Do you ever stop learning through going through all that process?
Never. The moment someone gets to the point where they say, I've learned everything there is to know, it tells you, A, they don't know what they don't know, and two, that they're not probably telling the truth, because there's always something to learn. I mean, we could be learning every day about something new. And to me, that's part of the excitement of education. It really is just going back to, God has graced us with an entire universe, and we get to have the privilege and honor to just learn about his handiwork.
The Bible says that the word itself is living and active.
Mm-hmm.
When you read the same scripture, maybe 1 month, and then you read it 4 weeks later, do many times you get something different?
Unquestionably. You know, you put this piece of paper in front of us, you know, just even reading something, depending on how you stress it, you could emphasize that particular thing. So when someone's reading the scripture, let's say I have this in front of me. It says authenticity of the Bible. I could say authenticity of the Bible, or I could say authenticity of the Bible, or I could say authenticity of the Bible, or I could say authenticity of the Bible. And each one where I lay an emphasis, you could follow that train of thought and unpack and learn not only the Greek word, but what that word, how it applies to other sections in Scripture. It just becomes, you could unpack it forever.
Yeah. Catherine, how are the courses structured through Calvary College to help working people and parents work through the courses?
So the on-site courses, they are from 6:30 to 9:30 in the evening, so it gives people a chance to get home, you know, cook dinner, like I get to do with my kids, help them a little bit with homework when they were younger, and then set out again. The online courses, of course, you can take those any time of the day that's convenient for you. So if you're up at 2 in the morning, you can start your classes at 2 in the morning. If you have, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning available, then it's just very flexible with that. The only thing you have to do is you have to make sure you take your tests and quizzes by a certain time and a certain day. But otherwise, when you read, when you study, it's up to your schedule.
Nice. Well, we're expecting any minute here that we're going to get a call from Kathleen. She is currently a student, but until we hear from her, I want to just kind of, one of the reasons I love to talk with you about this, Catherine, is because you got involved with the college really because you were in the School of Ministry, mm-hmm. and you enjoyed that accelerated learning, mm-hmm. and you're having to be now design the program, literally, and help design the program so that it fits with people that are in your same situation, moms that are working or dads that are working. How about students themselves? I mean, is this an alternative to maybe going to a typical college?
You know what I've found with some of our students is, because we have such a variety of students, it works for so many different people. Like, we have a 16-year-old and a 18-year-old in our class right now, and they're going to school, but they're using these to supplement their biblical education. So, sorry.
No. Catherine that, wanted to dance when she heard the music, Jim.
I did. I'm like a rat where something shiny pops up in my attention.
She's a former cheerleader. She hears dance music. She just wants to cheer.
I started grooving out over here, didn't I?
You're like, ready to shake and bake over here. Okay. Yeah, I have somebody calling from the front desk. I'm not sure who that is, but they'll have to wait till the show's over.
Yeah,
that's the way that works. So continue with your train of thought. I mean, you're active. I mean, I know you've got students in high school.
High school. We have students in high school. We have students in their 60s. We have students from Africa. We have students from all around right now. It's just catching such
Europe,
England,
the UK.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. All over the globe.
Yeah. And one of the nice things, Jim, about Calvary College is we are connected to two broader accredited universities. And so as students are taking classes through Calvary College, they can easily transfer either to Calvary Chapel University, which Chapin Marsh is the president, good friend of Nelson's and myself, or they could transfer to Veritas International University, and the president's Joseph Holden, again, a friend of ours. So it's not only just what we're offering, which is fabulous, but it's their ability to connect to other established institutions.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to ask you, Catherine, if you would introduce Kathleen. I guess we have her on the phone now. And
yeah.
Go ahead and introduce her.
She's a wonderful lady. I've met her last summer. She's taken three courses with us right now. And in fact, her and I have both been in the same courses since we started the college, and she's just a wonderful lady to speak to. You're gonna really enjoy her.
Well, I want to welcome Kathleen Strieb to the program. Kathleen, I hope you're enjoying the experience at Calvary College as much as these three hope you are.
Well, I am.
Good.
I lived in Albuquerque for over 20 years. And attended the women at Calvary when Skip came and taught on the book of Daniel. to the School of Ministry, and I'm so delighted that now they're offering college credit for their School of Ministry, and I'm working on my master's degree in biblical leadership and can transfer my credits. They have options that you can transfer it to other universities, and I am just loving every minute of it. I love that I can do it online, and I love that they have the in-person classes. So I get the choices, and I'm currently doing the Old Testament survey class, and I love that I can I can pause the video and take it in or take notes and then re-watch something that was more difficult, but yet online, I mean, to be in person in classes is amazing too.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that very much. And I don't know if you heard us talking with Catherine a little bit, but she was kind of similar to you in that she, you know, has lots of responsibilities at home, lots of responsibilities at work. And Calvary College has really met her needs and flexibility. Nelson, do you have a question for Kathleen?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was looking the other way. Kathleen, it's one thing to be learning, which you're doing, obviously, but also enjoying. Well, how does that play out, the applying and enjoying what you're doing?
Oh, great question. Thank you. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and for me. And when I learn more, I'm not under pressure and can focus, it is a joy. And it is a joy to really gain more knowledge. It's helping me grow spiritually. It's helping me mature spiritually. And I love that I can talk to people on an airplane, for example, that you don't meet, and be more educated about various topics, and especially the Bible, to be able to be intelligent and encourage people to look at what truth is and even have some philosophical conversations about what truth is and how we define truth.
Yeah.
And for me, what that means and my testimony, but it's been really encouraging. And I like that there's discussion groups so that I know that I'm get to interact with other students and that I'm not alone in this. And there's a lot of encouragement in that.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned other students because I hadn't thought to ask that question. Do you actually have conversation? I know COVID has kind of changed everything a little bit in the last year, but I'm expecting as in-person classes and so forth. Do you appreciate that fellowship and being able to talk to other people about the same things you have questions about?
Oh, absolutely. And many people ask questions that I think, they brought a whole new perspective to what I was thinking. And for example, when we get to initially share like our testimony or what our goals are, it's so encouraging for me to realize and how some of these people are all over the world, all over the nation, all over the world. And I find it very, very encouraging in that sense. And all different age groups, too. I mean, that's a delight to have different age groups, a 20-some-year-old perspective, maybe a 30, 40, 50. And I have one gentleman in one of my classes. He's 70. And I thought, wow, good for him.
So, Jim, what she's talking about, we have discussion boards online, too. So this is an opportunity where we get the students talking to each other. We'll throw out some questions, and they start conversing with each other, replying to each other. And that's what she's talking about when she's like, wow, I didn't think about that point of view before, because she's not sitting in a classroom, but we've designed the online classes in a way where they can all talk and discuss certain topics. Kathleen, I had a question for you, if you don't mind. I know Jim has asked me before, you and I being busy ladies, moms, working, tell me how you juggle this. How are you handling work, school, Calvary College, family?
Oh, good. Great question, actually, Catherine. I think you have to figure out what kind of, like, I'm a morning person. So I am better to learn in the morning and get up early. And I even sent the class in that discussion board, like, or a suggestion on the board of, here's what's working for me. Here's a process where I've been able to break this down and to encourage others if they wanted to take some piece of my suggestion. And so I do better to study at morning. I'm not the night person. And so I have to get it done, and I just set a schedule. Anything that's important in our lives, we make time for those who are important in our lives.
I agree.
We make time to do things that, so it's actually, I've been more productive in my work and home because I have more discipline to be more scheduled to knock these things out.
The methodology to straight A's, straight from Kathleen Strieb. What do you think, Catherine?
I think that's very accurate. She's an awesome, wonderful student.
And you know, what she just described is one of the benefits of our modern educational systems. You know, some people could take classes in line. You could do it completely in class, you know, and it gives the flexibility I think working adults really appreciate. So, you know, Calvary College really does fit the bill in that area.
What I hear is I'm a person that has not liked school. I graduated from the University of New Mexico. I did the minimum back in the late 70s to do the minimum to stay eligible, and that was my experience in education. I think now that I would have more discipline, and it would be fun to take some courses. So I'm going to start looking at Calvary College courses myself because
Yay.
I have so many questions. And, you know, of course, when Brian starts using words like confluence, I'm like shaking my head. I better start reading a little bit more than I do now.
I think that has something to do with COVID.
Yeah, it probably does. Yeah.
That's
probably
right.
Probably does.
Kathleen, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. We appreciate your input, and we'll look forward to seeing you. Happy Easter to you.
Yes, happy Holy Week. And again, thank you for all you do. I think you guys are a gem in our community and always have been. And I just hope that if someone on the listening is thinking about taking a class or has been a little hesitant to give Catherine a call and have an interview and talk about it. It's delightful. It's worth it. It's worth getting your toes wet. It's worth doing.
All right.
And seeing.
So true. And such encouragement, you know, and I'm just going to interject here, Jim, is, you know, what Kathleen has experienced really is just an enormous amount of work. From Nelson has built these classes literally, I mean, from scratch. He, in the class she's talking about, maybe with Pastor Skip, you know, he takes this information, he compiles it, he writes the test. And these literally take him hours upon hours upon hours into weeks, you know, to do this. So the fact that she's enjoying it and being blessed by it really is a cumulative effort, you know, by, you know, Catherine and Nelson really affording this to the students. So it's good to hear some positive feedback.
Nelson, you're learning all the time. He just talked to you about compiling all this information. So I want to ask you maybe an unusual question. What have you learned recently about your own faith that you may not have known before?
One of the classes I'm teaching is the spiritual life or spiritual dynamic. And I've been through this material a million times. But what's really hammering home right now is live in the moment, you know, carpe diem, seize the day. It's not about the big thing that God's calling me to down the road. It's about faithfulness in the moment, in the little tiny now, that it's not some big thing. And the example that comes to mind is the book of Daniel, where you're talking about someone who's taken captive as a young teen. And at the end of Daniel, he's probably in his 80s, 90s. And all the stuff you read in the book of Daniel is only about a week in his life. The rest of the time, he was just faithful in the moment. So at the end of his life, when his enemies did a full audit of everything, they could find that he never cut corners, he never cheated, he never did anything wrong, because he lived faithful in the moment. And it's be faithful in the moment, and the big things will happen. But stop looking ahead and trying to cut corners today. Yeah. Just be faithful. Don't skip your personal devos. Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think about just the peace many people will have coming to Good Friday services at Calvary. It's outdoor in the park tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful out
12
there.
Noon. It's going to be nice weather, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to have a service, a sunrise service on Sunday uh-huh. for Easter at 7:00 a.m. Again, outside. It's going to be fun. Everybody bring your own chairs or a blanket to sit on. Get here early. There's going to be food. Oh, you can donate blood tomorrow, too. I got to mm-hmm. mention that. Catherine, there's one other thing we haven't talked about, and that is you're going to be doing a night with Spectrum.
Spectrum and Collective YA. So we're going to bomb them with Calvary College during their evenings. But, yeah, we're going to be at Spectrum May 13th. And all of us will be there with them answering questions. We're going to have a student there, too, to answer questions. And then we'll be at Collective YA on Sunday, April 18th. And again, all of us will be there with a student, too. And I am so looking forward to that. It's going to be fun.
Let me just interject for those who are listening that may not know what Spectrum is. Spectrum is the high school group here at Calvary Albuquerque. And the Collective YA is the college age group here at Calvary.
The Collective YA. I'm glad you told me that because I didn't know that either. Catherine, how do people get in touch with you? Again, they can go to calvarynm.church, click on events, and they can be part of the student for an evening.
Yes.
Brian's got a Facebook Live presentation from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock on April 6th. Do you have to sign up for that?
I think you could just tune in, and we're going to be talking about theopoetics in more detail. So if you're interested in that topic and some from C.S. Lewis, join us, Facebook Live.
You bet. And tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they have questions.
So if they have any questions for me, please feel free to call me. My number is 505-338-3680. You can also go to calvaryabq.college for a list of classes and a bunch of information on the college. But I would love to answer any questions.
Catherine Nelson and Brian, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having us, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. And Maundy Thursday. Today's Maundy Thursday.
I was going to say, today is the day that Jesus would have instituted the
Lord's Supper, feet washing.
So if you are able to do communion with your Christian family tonight.
That's right.
This would have been the night that Jesus instituted communion.
Yeah, communion, feet washing, and I give you a new commandment.
Anybody want to wash my feet?
Nelson May.
No.
Thank you all. Thanks, it's so Jim. Much fun to see you all.